Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
So you're very passive-aggressive about things, but I like your way of getting off the phone better. Lima, well, he doesn't do it with me anymore. It's been several years since you've done it because we talk just about every day. You have certain games you like to play to get off the phone with people.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you do like the, you get further away from the, you go, and then you hang up. Then you're like, oh, the phone got disconnected. Or you'll do the, hello? Yep. And it'll like break up.
Yeah, do the fake breakup.
I wish during Super Bowl week that more of them would do that. Just do that. Because then you have a handler. Then you just go to the next thing and they're like, oh, he's got to do another thing. Sorry. And you're like, okay, well, great. We got 10 minutes with him.
Yeah, it's better than having an awkward...
Like that type of thing.
An awkward ending. That way you force an abrupt...
Instead of saying, guys, got to rock and roll. Got to rock and roll.
He's like one of the nicest guys.
He is nice.
It's just so weird. Like you say
I'm
that about everybody.
I'm not ripping him.
You say everybody's nice. But like Kurt Warner, I don't
he
know.
He is
are there,
nice.
Are there any stories of him being a menace behind the scenes?
He's trying to mentor every young quarterback that doesn't have a current mentor.
Like going Ellen DeGeneres on everybody? Don't talk to me. Do not talk to me right now.
I can't believe that she's like that.
I actually like it more.
That was one of the most disappointing things.
I like it more. She kind of got canceled, didn't she? Because of it? Like her own people turned on her to such an extent. She must have been a nightmare.
They stopped booking her for a show?
Can you imagine what a nightmare you have to be to be that kind of a cash cow to everybody around you and everybody still is like, no, can't work with you anymore.
I'm good. I don't know.
It is so bad. We cannot work with you.
Well, they knew her run was ending, too. So, well, staff was like, oh, I got to look
for
a new
job. Yeah, but aren't you always hoping that what's the next thing? It's not like someone like that's going away quietly or someone like that. It's just coming to an end. Like, you would think.
That's it. Right. She's not 85.
Like, no.
She's going to do something else.
Prime earning years for somebody like that in show business.
So,
absolutely.
As her producer who's been around probably for 20 years with her, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to assume, I'm going to go with you to do the next project.
She would come out and dance, and everybody loved her. And then you hear all that stuff, and you're like, never mind. Don't want to be around you. Don't want to watch you, lady. Get out of here. It's that simple. It's that simple.
I love those kind of stories. I would love to know just all of them. You know, it started trickling out because what happens is I think people get really jealous, and especially the people that work with these people just get jealous of the absurd, absurd money. We have somebody from Cleveland. We had him on during the Cavs championship run of 2016.
He was on a yacht.
Steve Harvey.
Oh, that's right.
Steve Harvey. Obviously, it had gotten to a point because it started to trickle out. Like, oh, he's kind of tough to deal with. And so we always just assume we wouldn't be that way if we were that successful. But isn't it that you become that way because you are so successful? Like, I don't think Steve Harvey was doing that when he was in his 20s and he was making his way up and moving out to L.A., and doing every spot that he could do and befriending other open mics. Like, I imagine he was just a normal guy.
But there's a difference there with him. So there are some guys, there are some people that, like, everybody has a line, right? But if you hear, like, I want to make excuses for certain people that I love. We haven't really talked about this. I love Steve Harvey. I think Steve Harvey is hilarious.
I do, too.
I have a special spot in my heart for Steve Harvey. So anytime you bring him up, if you notice, I go, well, he is very busy, and maybe he's just so nice, like, he can't, and then all of a sudden he's like, oh my God, I'm running behind because I spent 30 minutes talking to Bob about Bob's cat, and why Bob's cat is attacking him and his fiance, and his fiance's pregnant, and now they have to make a decision on whether or not they have to keep the cat or not.
Met Bob.
So maybe there's something there. So I try to understand it because, like, you want to be like, man, that's not a nice thing to do. But then you see everything Steve Harvey does. And, like, there's the video of him back in his – where is he? Back in his – what do they call that?
Trailer?
Legacy Week.
Oh.
No, Legacy Week and fraternities. He's at his fraternity.
Oh, okay.
And they're dancing around doing Atomic Dog. And it's just like, man, Steve Harvey's the best. Steve Harvey is the best. I'm like, yeah, but some people say he's not too great.
I just wonder.
I know I don't want to meet him because I don't want to be upset.
Imagine if for 20 plus years, for him, it's been over 30. 30 plus years of people, whatever ideas you have, they get created. And then you get paid for them. And then you're responsible for all these people under you. They get paid. You've made a lot of people rich, including yourself. And you've become one of the top grossing entertainers there are really in the country, which is imagine getting to that just yeah. In that field, you're on another level. And then everybody's waiting on you hand and foot.
Yeah.
They do whatever you want and you get whatever you want. Are we sure when we just all assume that wouldn't be us? Are we sure that would be the case?
Wouldn't be me. Wouldn't be you.
Well, that's what everybody says. I'm sure he said that.
I don't think it'd be you.
I'm sure Ellen DeGeneres said that. I'm sure all these people said that until they got to that point. And then it just becomes you. That's what I'm wondering. Would it?
I don't know. I haven't experienced, and I don't think like I will Joe experience Thomas. That level of success.
Joe Thomas, for instance, he's a very rich man. We never talk about his money on this show because we like him so much.
It seems so unseemly to talk about Joe's money.
Yeah, it does.
It just is like,
and then you look how much money he's made, and you're like, oh my God, why does he come on the radio with us? Most people wouldn't do that.
Nice.
Right.
He is nice.
So let's do this another 20 years. Let's say Joe Thomas, because he saw the Tom Brady money that just got handed out. And I don't know if there's a market for offensive linemen to that degree, a former offensive lineman. But he still is revered around here. He could have had whatever job he wanted.
Yeah.
With the Browns, with the NFL Network. In fact, the NFL Network basically begged Joe Thomas to do something. He's like,
they're like, Joe,
to be around my kids.
We need somebody to be nice. Steve Smith is the scariest person we're around. Please, yes. For the love of God, please do the show. We'll give you this amount of money. And Joe's like, you know what? I really like hunting and fishing. Please, Joe, please look at Steve Smith. He's so scary. Please take this. Fine. Right, I'll do Thursday pregame.
We'll bring the deer and the... And then the bass to you.
Fine.
We'll bring it right to you so you can hunt here.
Please, we'll do a pregame from a bass boat. Steve Smith won't get in a boat. He's afraid of water.
No,
please.
He's definitely afraid. So imagine if they did that to Joe Thomas for the next 30 years. Do you think Joe Thomas would change?
No. Although I don't think Steve Smith will change either. Steve Smith's ready to fight anybody.
Maybe Steve Smith being next to Joe Thomas for 30 years would change him.
Scary.
If it's just the one gig, though, it's when you get 4 and 5 things going on at one time where these people...
like once Steve Harvey got Family Feud, I mean...
He got everything.
Yeah, things. Everything changed.
They're basically doing the people's court. He has no law degree. He has no background other than if you watch Law and Order for his entire life. And they're like... You need to start handing out real judgments.
He was a cadaver once on NCIS.
Was he really?
No.
That would be amazing. I feel like he wouldn't accept that.
All right. You want to get into this whole thing? So are we going to do this? How do I do this here? Are we going to have more days off here with the Guardians, or what is this?
Are they calling it an outbreak?
I know they say no players have tested positive.
It's a coaching staff thing.
So why aren't they playing? Do you need coaches to play baseball?
Somebody has to take the lineup card
the game. Boy, hold on though. You could pick anybody to do that. Don't they do those in giveaways or something like that in minor league baseball?
I think
you can do anything with that if you want to.
I mean, if Lou Boudreau could be a player manager,
Double A, look it up. Does it have to be an official team member or? Whatever. Do you really need coaches? Frank Robinson a player coach?
Not for one game. For one game? Hell,
he
for
did it for an entire
season. I know.
Didn't he do it multiple seasons?
What I'm saying is, why couldn't they play the game yesterday?
Other players have done player coaching for a long time. Bill Russell was a player coach, for crying out loud.
It's a very bygone.
In other sports,
that's a bygone thing, though. I mean, we haven't had.
I'm just
one of
thinking
those
about
it
off the top of my
you
head.
Have player GMs,
yeah.
You know, LeBron.
Yeah, you had that weird Mario Lemieux moment where he was like an owner and a player at the same right. time.
What we got? To be
he also ran the Zambonis between periods, which is.
We got.
So Major League Baseball mandates that the managers have to send the lineup cards into the commissioner's office before releasing them in the clubhouse to reporters and players
okay.
prior to the game.
It has to be the manager?
They didn't cancel the game because of that.
Who's going to send the lineup
card? Yeah, well, we can't do it. We can't do it. We don't have his password. Tito won't give us his password. Chicken
it's,
and...
It's Vespa scooter. One.
Beer.
That's what like it
scooter.
Is.
I don't understand.
I don't know either. I don't want to say anything upsetting about it. Like I actually talked to one of my I have several doctors. I talked to one of my doctors like, you know, if we're asymptomatic, we're still supposed to be here. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, so what are we doing? Like everybody's back. Now I know that this is collectively bargained.
Uh-huh.
So,
oh, they didn't change the rules going into this season?
I guess not.
Know that the collectively bargained thing, they've been so fluid, like the NFL, they just decided one day we're done testing. So, obviously,
yeah.
was Tito under the weather? Because why else would he have tested?
I mean, I guess you have to be symptomatic to be tested,
yeah.
right?
So. Okay, but if the players don't have it, and I imagine then the players went and got tested, and they said no, they're free to play.
But if you,
but we couldn't get the lineup card in.
But is it the same thing as like, okay, if Owen comes in, I can't believe we're doing this again. This is ridiculous. So if Owen comes in and Owen's coughing and hacking and wheezing, they go
it's every day.
Yeah, got the COVID, and then I'm sitting here feeling perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. I have to test. I have to test.
Well, I imagine though. They still...
Because if we're doing that in society, we're just not going to get anything done.
Well, right. And well, they're not doing it in society because...
So why are we doing it in professional baseball?
I'm watching basketball games last night that were sold out, and it was bedlam. I saw Formula One race over the weekend that it was crazy. So we're not doing this in society. We're not.
Okay.
So that's why it's so jarring that they... There had to be a reason. What, did baseball not change their rules? Because football one day... At the end of the year, said, oh, by the way, we're done testing. We're flat out done testing.
By the way, Gio says Ted Turner did manage a game for the Atlanta Braves. Ted Turner managed the Braves for a day, mm-hmm. May 11th, 1977. We're a day past yeah. the anniversary. Unbelievable.
Why wouldn't they made a stunt? They could have made a stunt out of what
I
happened yesterday.
That was, he thought he was the better man for the job, though, and after one game realized...
You're telling
not.
Me that wouldn't
they
have been great for baseball yesterday is Slider still the mascot?
Yes.
Now that we're the Guardians?
Yeah. On May 11th, 19...
You can guard as a Slider.
Could you have had Mustard?
On May 11th.
Manage?
I mean, have Meisel go do it. He's there.
The team was in a 16-game losing streak. He sent manager Dave Bristol on a 10-day quote-unquote scouting trip. Turner himself took over. He ran the team for one game and lost to the Pirates. National League president Chubb Feeney... That sounds like a National League president.
Yeah.
Chubb Feeney ordered him 70s. To stop running the team. That is unbelievable. So
I'm not buying the argument that we didn't have somebody to send a lineup card in. I'm not buying that. Tell me in the year 2022
it's
that
just
they
odd.
Didn't cancel a game yesterday because they couldn't find somebody to send a lineup card in. I'm sure the Guardians are listening to this going, no, Anthony, that's actually not why, because there's no way that could be
just
the
make Jose.
So
just make Jose
yeah,
the manager.
What in the world? Or could Chernoff not have come down?
It should automatically go. What would be the problem with making Jose Ramirez or one of the other guys? I just look at the highest paid guy that's definitely the cornerstone of the franchise now. It's Jose Ramirez. If you're the
Fine.
Face of the franchise,
yes.
and that's Jose Ramirez,
his interpreter could have done it.
It's 101-62.
I mean, Naylor's learning Spanish.
He is learning Spanish.
Naylor's learning Spanish.
Probably from the interpreter.
That
there
you
just
go.
Made sense.
So now you can talk
two
to each other.
Two birds stoned at once, as Ken would say.
Yeah, two birds stoned at once. There you go. You don't like it when I say that,
didn't,
do you?
Wait, no. Didn't John,
like
didn't John Hart, like wasn't he a manager?
John Hart
and
was
then
a manager.
He became a GM?
John Hart was a manager at one point for the Cleveland Indians.
Rick
I think
Manning,
he finished the
when he's
season.
Not when he's not going on one of his cussing tirades.
Safety off.
You're joking.
He wasn't cussing.
I know, but apparently he was because you guys were bleeping it.
Okay, well. It's how it sounds.
It's one of the low moments in this station's history, in this show's history. We're bleeping out somebody who's not swearing.
We're trying to keep everything civil is what we're trying to do. We're being careful people. That's not what he said.
Make him sound worse by bleeping him
That's
out.
That's the audio that I have.
It does. It actually
had different audio.
Isn't that an old Jimmy Kimmel bit? Yeah. Like they just started
bleeping out regular words.
Like people would be reading to their children and they bleep it out.
Like they would go firefighter.
Yeah.
Right. You get the one part in there. All right. Well, there was no baseball game last night. That got canceled.
Can somebody explain why they didn't play baseball yesterday?
Well, they have to contact trace all the players. Well,
it's May 12, 2022. Where are we doing this else?
Today's a day off, and tomorrow they play in Minnesota. Hopefully,
they're not doing this in California. What are we doing here? This is Cleveland, Ohio.
Technically, it's
well,
Chicago,
maybe
Illinois.
we'll catch Rob Manfred at a party.
Oh
with no
boy!
Mask. Maybe we'll do that. Safety off. That's right. I said it. Hey, Gavin, Governor. Okay, Boris Johnson. Yeah, safety off. How you like that? About last night, next on The Fan.
Anyway.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
That on air.
I know.
Forget this. Let's just do it. No, it's fine. Whatever.
Oh, we could do it. I think it's
That's what the podcast is for. I think we could do it on the podcast.
All right, yes, we can. Anyway, the Guardians
game.
We get
the Jim Cramer music.
We asked people for 10 minutes ago, why couldn't they play the baseball game yesterday? And I expected to get a deluge of, well, actually, here are the rules. No, not one person. Nobody knows why they didn't play baseball yesterday.
Did you actually ask?
Yes.
What? Wow, I didn't know you did. Okay.
Yes. Anthony gave some BS about a scorecard being submitted by the manager. What?
That sounds like the biggest lie you've ever told. That sounds like, what did he say the other day in the meeting? I'm just like, oh, yeah. Andy asked us if we have push-button notifications from the fan, and I said no, and he goes, well, why? And I said, I don't know how to do it. Owen did, Lima did, and Anthony goes, well, I haven't. I'm just like, just say no. Just say no. And he just gave this weird answer. And that's what you just did.
I haven't activated that option
yet. You are so upset.
That's what you just did with the lineup card.
A,
you just made something up out of your ass.
You're telling me if the World Series Game 7 was yesterday.
And I had Terry Francona tied up. Somebody wouldn't bring in the lineup card.
You can't. It's according to the CBA.
So the dog days of summer are in February now? What's going on?
What are you doing?
If the manager and the backup manager, the acting manager, if there's no acting manager,
then you don't play it.
Guess you got to move to Friday.
So not even slider. That I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
All right, if anybody knows, 216-578-0092, why they didn't play baseball yesterday.
I think you can have anybody go hand in the lineup card.
Not according to AA.
I did minor league baseball for 2 seasons, everybody, as I've said many, many times. And I guarantee you I saw somebody out there who wasn't a manager giving up a lineup card in a lot of cities.
That seems like a ceremonial thing. And some, yes. something else like,
yeah,
like throwing
leagues,
out the first pitch.
They sell all of that, though. They sell every single thing that you can possibly
well,
do.
Is it or is it not an official baseball game? It counts for standings in minor league baseball. Do people not get judged for their performance in minor league baseball
they
games?
They have standings.
They absolutely do.
Well, the key is the submission to the commissioner's office first.
I am right sometimes.
Okay, so in 2022, we don't need to take a don't need to take a horse and buggy to the commissioner's office. All you do is text it in. You don't even have to email it. Actually, you have to put it in your cloud, and it's there.
You
boom,
have to get the
MLB.
Budweiser Clydesdales and a couple of Dalmatians to sit up there with you, and off you go to the commissioner's office with the lineup card.
That's why the Cardinals have won so many.
There you go. There you go. That's why they prance them around. They're bringing the lineup card.
I mean, I'm not trying to say baseball is outdated, but this is the most absurd thing of all time. Unless you're telling me, if you want to call up and say, no, actually, here's the deal. A bunch of them, because of close contact and tracing, and they're worried about... I'm not hearing that. I'm hearing scorecard. I'm hearing we couldn't get the actual names of the players that are supposed to play into the commissioner's office, therefore game
Any
nullified.
One of the players can hand in the scorecard. That's what I think.
Make it make sense.
Click on them. Go ahead.
Mark and Wycliffe, go ahead.
Good morning, team. So hey. According to CNN last night, they told me it was COVID-related.
It is COVID-related.
Welcome to the show,
they were
Mark.
Doing well. Maybe he might have just tuned in. So the whole thing,
morning.
Mark. Good morning. The whole thing is it was COVID-related, but nobody else tested positive. So now it's like, okay, well,
there's a bunch of healthy baseball players ready to play baseball outside May 12th, 2022, 2 years out, 2 years and 2 months out from the beginning of this.
So nobody else is allowed to turn in a lineup and go play baseball? Like you can't play baseball one day without DeMarlo Hale or Terry Francona?
Oh, man. Guess play. So CNN lied to me?
Thanks for the call,
Boy,
Mark.
That was a hell of a call. That was a
I
hell
see what
of a
he
call.
Did. I see what he did. Double A, you're going to allow
credit.
That?
Nah, give that guy credit. Give that guy credit. It's early, and he woke up pretty early in the morning to get one past us.
Not hard to get one past our screener, that's for sure. Either way, Warren Sharp, the great Warren Sharp.
Guy calls him the staff yesterday and then comes in with that one.
Football
Safety
expert.
Safety off.
Talked yesterday on the afternoon show, famously heard right here on Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan. And talk to the gentleman in charge in the radio studio about the Browns' situation with Deshaun Watson when the suspension ends, if there's a suspension.
Largely, obviously, it depends on how many games Deshaun Watson is suspended for in terms sure. of what we're talking about for the 2022 season alone. That being said, I think this team is in great position to have a ton of success this year and into the future, especially after that suspension is lifted, because I still think so many people out there, maybe I haven't been reading the tea leaves in the Cleveland area to what you guys are saying, but largely across the NFL, I think so many people have forgotten just how incredibly good Deshaun Watson is. And the difference that he's going to make for that offense as compared to what Baker Mayfield has been delivering, particularly last year, obviously he was playing injured some of the games.
The Deshaun Watson just evaluation seems to be all over the map when it's never been all over the map. I am incredibly, I don't know if amused or maybe it's just that people have totally forgotten. Breer was on the afternoon show the other day and he said, people forget they were talking about, I'm sorry, it was Wetzel. It was Dan Wetzel.
Yes.
He said, we were talking about whether Mahomes or Watson was better just 2.5 years ago. And then obviously Mahomes, you know, passed him up.
Yeah.
And it became pretty clear, but it's not as if Watson got bad. Well, Watson never got bad. He was just on a terrible team with a terrible coaching situation and a terrible management
his
situation.
His terrible team, when he was on his terrible team, his numbers were actually really, really good. But I think that it's just been a year out of sight, out of mind. And then you look back and you go,
that's
4-12.
That's all it takes in this league?
Oh, yeah.
He was great for four. Did he not play?
I think so.
Has Watson played 4 years? And every one of those years has been great.
Yeah, four years.
He's been as consistent as any quarterback to come out and the start of his career. It's been as good as anybody. It's why we were talking about him as a top five quarterback. And now I'm seeing some fans, and I know there's the baggage and you're looking at it from the baggage point of view, and maybe if you're anti the Browns making this move, you are coming in a little stubborn about this, but the highlights are the highlights, the tape is the tape, the numbers are the numbers.
I don't know, maybe the baggage, like clouds what people are thinking? I don't know. I can never. I mean, 33 touchdowns, 7 picks in the year they went 4-12. I mean, the only year that was anywhere somewhat like not outstanding was 26 touchdowns, 12 picks a year before when they went 10-5 with him. Mm-hmm. So I agree with you. I don't know why we would be saying that other than it's been a year and it'll probably be a year and a half off. Maybe that's it.
At his worst.
But I expect him to be rusty for like a half.
Okay, at his worst, is he not top 10? That's it for about last night.
Fabulous as always. And coming up next, speaking of sound bites, you just want us to play this and rip the guy? We talk Browns next. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, live on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back in the Fan, we got that DJ Reader clip.
We got it!
Thank God!
Yeah!
Tell people who that even is.
We got to start recording conversations off the air.
We've had
that
two podcasts.
We're going to do a podcast one day. I don't want to know we're on the air. I don't want to know we're. I don't want to know we're recording.
This is okay? Right back to yesterday's dispute about me recording things without you knowing.
Lyman tries to do that every time.
But
you get
I want to know afterwards, and then we can review it. As long as we know not to cuss.
Oh yeah, good luck.
Well, we were supposed to be allowed to cuss on the podcast, and then all of a sudden you couldn't cuss on the podcast. I don't understand.
Change
it.
Your rules on us.
As long as we know not to cuss, we've had two outstanding conversations during break. That should be the one podcast a year should be the break podcast, where it's nothing but conversations we've had during the break. Because you just blew my mind about Phil Mickelson's gambling debts. Blew my mind. It's about a former. It's a friend. It's a buddy. Former sponsor back in the day, and he's right. And then I shared with you my personal thoughts. We should just bring it up on this podcast coming up today. Two things for the podcast later. Make sure you're listening to the podcast, 92.3thefan.com, 92.3thefan Extra, on the Odyssey app. It's brought to you by Extend Technologies, and I have an email here from Patrick, and he was going over the September 28th, 2021 podcast where I told the story, and you can find that in the archives. I told the story of me as a drug mule. I've been a drug mule less than 100 times more than 99.
More than zero.
Yeah. So I told one of the stories of me being a drug mule when I was younger, and he's like, can we get more stories like that? And I go, buddy, it is not a cup of coffee. You can't just order it up. It has to happen el natural, friendo. So that's why you got to listen to the podcast, 92.3 The Fan, on the Odyssey app, 92.3 The Fan Extra when it comes out live. And I suggest going to the archive, September 28th, 2021. Patrick, thank you for highlighting it because I was looking for it, where I tell one of the stories of me being a drug mule. Now, that's a real true story. Back in the day. My dad's listening right now, buddy. There's a lot of things you don't know about me. Anyway, I don't know if we're supposed to just play this clip and rip him. I don't understand.
Well, I saw it was emailed to you.
Yeah, and yeah. I saw it on the website.
With great importance if it came from Keith Britton.
Well, it became an article on our website. And normally I feel like our website and our station and our company as a whole does a terrific job of not either over-exaggerating stories for clicks or doing things that would be considered, you know, anti-journalism, like just doing the hot take stuff to get some clicks. I don't feel like we do that. I don't think so. I mean...
John Telch just texted me, the Breakcast. Wonderful idea, John. Thank you. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Write it down.
There's actually two podcasts already called that.
Oh, there's probably 1,000.
I just looked it up.
You know what? To hell with it. It's an Odyssey station.
And so when I saw story up this morning, and then we got an email to accompany that, I thought, wow, this soundbite must be explosive. It must be something that is going to occupy at least 2 hours of our show today.
All right. Do we have the clip? This is DJ Reader, a defensive tackle for your Cleveland Browns. Daryl has a write-up on this, 92.3thefan.com. He's the Bengals tackle.
Daryl Reiter?
Did I say Browns tackle? Excuse me. DJ Reader
is a...
Well,
now that would have been explosive.
Bengals tackle. Play the audio.
Are you surprised that, you know, going back to talking about the chip and the Browns specifically, are you surprised that they're the betting favorites to win the division after y'all won it last year?
Nah, I mean, I don't know. I watched a couple UFC fights this weekend. Vegas gets it wrong sometimes, too. You know, they win most of the time. They're a house, but they get it wrong a lot of times, too. So, you know, who cares? It seems like it goes through us right now. So until somebody comes and take it from us, I'm going to be confident in us.
Am I supposed to kill him for this, or what am I supposed to do?
There's the rivalry.
Now,
right
I know
there.
Is does it the quintessential question would be, does the division go through Cincinnati or does it go through Cleveland? And my answer would be, well, it goes through Cincinnati. Cincinnati's the defending champion of the division and then the defending champion of the AFC. So it would go through Cincinnati.
Well, is this supposed to
right?
Conjure up imagery of Sam
Weiss,
1989.
Does this make you upset to hear this? Do you get upset to hear this?
No, this doesn't upset me at all.
I didn't think he was coming off like Perry and Winfrey, yelling all gas and no brakes, and that he's, I don't know why a Bengal would say he's a dog, but you get what I'm saying here. He didn't cut a promo. Mm-hmm. He just kind of gave a non-answer, a little bit of an answer, and away they went.
So
yes, the division would
imagine
run through Cincinnati. They're the defending champions. If the Browns win the division this year, then the division runs through Cleveland next
year. I imagine they are taking offense down in Cincinnati to just being a few downs away from winning the Super Bowl, right? I mean, that was a great game. Went right down to the wire in the Super Bowl, and I imagine they're like, and we're even better this year. We are addressing the offensive line. We've got Joe Burrow another year under his belt. Jamar Chase, he's only going to get better, right? That was his rookie year. He's only going to get better. I imagine that they are taking offense to them not being the favorites to win the division. With that said, I don't think this is some huge controversy up here. I think there are a lot of Browns fans who are like, yeah, Browns have to earn it. When I tweeted out the other day about the fact that Bleacher Report had us 16th, Prisco had us 15th, Vegas doesn't even have us as that much of a favorite to go to the Super Bowl or anything like that. A lot of Browns fans chimed in, and Browns Twitter, which is as homerific as it gets, they're all like, yeah, we have to prove it. This is two out of the last 3 years we have not been able to prove it.
I was
so when I'm
bit,
hearing that
I was
from
a
Browns
bit surprised.
Fans.
There was a lot of people who even agreed with you yesterday with what we said about the playoffs, because I'm like, well, no, you can't say that it's a lost season depending on if he's suspended for 8 games. And there were a lot of people who agreed with you on that. I was surprised, Anthony. I really was. I think there's a lot of Browns fans who are like, yeah, 2 out of the last 3 years, they've been a disappointment. They're not going to be fooled again. I think that's the way they are.
And it's almost better to be the sleeping giant. Now, you're not going to be the sleeping giant when you have Deshaun Watson and you paid out that contract and you have Myles Garrett and you have Nick Chubb. Like, no one's going to sit there and go, oh, poor little Browns. Like, how are they going to manage to win a game? No, you're expected to win a lot of games. You're expected to go to the playoffs, and you're expected to contend with these great teams in the AFC North and the AFC in general. Like, that is part of the deal. But I also think, hey, you shouldn't be surprised when people aren't as high on you, given that you've been really, really disappointing in 2 out of the last 3 years, and there are question marks. And one of those question marks, obviously, is how many games is your starting quarterback going to play?
I like it's weird because I like heat with Ravens fans. I like heat with the Steelers fans. Both teams, they got something to prove. They got a chip on their shoulder. Cincinnati, I've never really had. I've told you before, there's like not a blind spot, but I've never had the visceral hate for Cincinnati the way I've had for the Steelers and Ravens.
I only did when I lived in Columbus. And we lived with Cincinnati fans.
Okay, well, maybe if I lived with Cincinnati fans, it would change. I mean, I've been to Cincinnati a handful of times. I've never been there for a Bengals game. I've been to Cincinnati and Covington. You go right across the river, and there's Covington. Wonderful little hamlet right there. I just don't have that same type of heat. And when it comes to the Bengals, I think the Bengals are cut differently this year, where they're the division champion. Yeah, what DJ Reader said is true. It's true. I have way more heat with Pittsburgh, who, I'm sorry, when you're giving a second interview to Doug Whaley, you have the only quarterback taken in, what, 80-something picks. Mm-hmm. Big Ben, all of a sudden, I don't know if you saw this story from our sister station. Big Ben's upset about the way he was treated on the way out in Pittsburgh. They had this great big to-do for him, but he's still upset with his last year in Pittsburgh. Like, it feels very old Browns, bad Browns to me. Now, I know that the Steelers have a great history, so I stop short, but some of these things, like Doug Whaley.
Right, they're losing the benefit of the doubt every year,
it seems like. You took the quarterback on the way out, and then with the Ravens, like, what are you going to do with Lamar Jackson? You lost 6 in a row to finish the year. I can say injuries, and these are good franchises. These have been good franchises, but I have more skin in the game with these two franchises than I do Cincinnati. Cincinnati has Joe Burrow. They got great wide receivers. I think they addressed what their needs were in free agency. I don't know if they're going to have a Super Bowl hangover. They might. The only thing that I would draw issue with is that Zach Taylor all of a sudden is way better than Kevin Stefanski, which I don't like. We'll talk about that coming up here in the next segment. But I don't think that it's a controversial thing for DJ Reader to say, well, basically, the division runs through Cincinnati. They are the defending champions of it.
Well, maybe is that what he's trying to get across from the standpoint of you got all these storylines in the division, you got all these storylines with the AFC West, and they're sitting here saying, we're the defending AFC champions.
Well, the Browns being the betting favorite is not a surprise. More people are betting than have ever bet before. The Browns fans, the Browns have a lot of Browns fans throughout the world. Browns fans like to bet. They bet on the Browns. That's the way it works. It's not hard to figure out if more people are gambling, more the general public is gambling, more the general public are Browns fans by margin of a lot of other football teams, including the Bengals. Yes, a lot of people are going to bet on the Browns. You got Deshaun Watson. They are going to take a shot at the Browns winning the Super Bowl or pounding the over or whatever it might be.
Do you think part of it is also the Browns have won 7 of the last 8 in this rivalry, including, you know, last year's Week 18, which whatever, but they've won 7 of 8.
But if I was in Cincinnati, would that matter to me?
No.
If we went to the Super Bowl and the Bengals, for whatever reason, were stuck in our craw, I don't think that would matter to me.
Well, especially when you go to the Super Bowl. Yeah. Like, you don't care.
That's what I mean.
Like,
I
have seen Browns fans, like, trying to taunt, yeah, we swept you last year, and Bengals fans are like, who cares?
Yeah, I don't.
Who cares?
Doesn't matter. I got an albatross hanging around my neck worth $18.5 million who we thought we were going to have coming back this year, and we knew it wasn't going to be a great big situation for us. Now you have this quarterback where we don't know how long he's going to be suspended, if he's going to be suspended, so that's up in the air. I mean, if the Browns were just coming off a Super Bowl appearance, I don't think it would matter to me if the Bengals had swept us. 216-578-0092. We'll try to get to some of you guys coming up at 8:20 this morning. Mary Kay Cabot going to join us on the show. Sensational as always. Jason Lloyd at 9. And I see the scapegoat coming. I don't like it because of both sides of the quarterback argument. There's one thing you like to agree on. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, live in the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.